Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Good Soil Podcast, where the Word of God meets ears, minds, and hearts, and by His grace grows a great harvest. I'm Aaron Fesenmeyer, pastor of York Evangelical Free Church, right here at the crossroads of the Midwest, York, Nebraska. I am grateful you've joined me today. We, today, have something to celebrate, something to praise God for. If you've been following along, we have reached our final day of our 90-day journey through the New Testament, hearing His voice. This is a wonderful accomplishment, and you and I should be thanking God for allowing us to hear Him speak in 27 different books of the New Testament. You persevered! And I'm not saying that just to be some peppy motivational speaker. Now, this is a big deal. Most people on the planet have not read a single page of Scripture, much less a whole book of the Bible, much less the New Testament itself. So today, you have, by God's grace, made a massive spiritual investment to hear what God has to say about His Son, about His church, about the world He has made. That's amazing. And you may not notice it right away, but the reality is that you cannot walk away from God's word unchanged. Now, I recall saying at the beginning of this series through the New Testament that reading it all the way through doesn't mean you get some special notch on your holy belt. You don't get any rights to lord this over anyone. And in fact, if you've been reading the New Testament correctly, you would recognize just how unworthy we are to brag or boast about that kind of stuff. But now, because we have done this, we have persevered, we have accomplished reading through the New Testament together, you and I have the great privilege and good responsibility to tell others what we have heard, what we have seen, what we have thought about, what we have been amazed by. I got some great insights from this reading through the New Testament, and I also had a ton of questions. I think I had more questions than I did insights. And chances are you had somewhere along that spectrum too. And that's totally okay. And I would actually be greatly concerned if I didn't have any questions for God about what He said. Not that He's unclear, He's just deep. As the Apostle Paul said in Romans 11, verse 33, he said, "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and how inscrutable His ways!" We are getting to know the Almighty, infinite God by listening to Him. But I will share one insight with you that I had as we were going through the letter of 1 Peter. I've read this passage. This is 1 Peter chapter 5. I've read this passage many times and have loved that God wants us to cast our cares, cast our anxieties on Him because He cares for us. But this read through, I saw an additional connection. 1 Peter 5 verses 7 through 8 says this, "Casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." And the connection I saw was this. God wants us to cast our anxieties on Him because He cares for us. You know who doesn't want us to do that? Yes, exactly, the devil. And when we don't cast our cares on the Lord, we lose sober-mindedness. We lose watchfulness. And we can become a vulnerable target. And you know this is true, right? When something is just eating me up and I just rewind the play tape of my anxiety over and over and over and over again, that's not sober-mindedness. In fact, I would say I'm drunk at that moment with anxiety. And I'm not watchful, looking around for a prowling lion who's the devil looking for someone to devour. I'm just stuck in my head. I'm so absorbed in my own woes that I'm likely not even thinking about the one who is greater, God. So when I read this and saw that connection, I found new importance of practicing casting my anxieties as many times as I need to, casting my anxieties on the Lord, who is able to bear them and who wants to keep us from being devoured. So that was one of my insights. And I really hope that this is not the last time you pick up the New Testament and read, but one of many. There are so many treasures that God has for us, so many promises in the New Testament. And what he really wants us to do is again and again and again to behold his Son, Jesus the Christ, in whom all the promises of God find their yes and amen, as 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says. So, what's next for the Good Soil podcast? Well, 2021 is fast and hopefully, thankfully, approaching. And when it hits, my desire is that the church I serve and anyone out there listening in who also wants to would join me in the next step, reading through the whole Bible together. There are a lot of things you and I might not have understood in the New Testament because it was written on the foundation of the Old Testament, which, if you're like me, you're less likely to read because it's sometimes difficult to understand. But we need to. There are so many links, so many ties, so many long-standing promises of God that we need to know where they came from and how Jesus fulfills them. As I said in the episode of the Revelation to John, in that book alone, there are over 800 allusions and ties to the Old Testament. So you want to understand the book of Revelation better? Read the Old Testament. You want to understand any book of the New Testament better? Read the Old Testament. So that's what we're going to do. One of my seminary professors who did a survey through the Old Testament class that I was part of is one of the leaders in an organization called the Bible Project. And they have done some absolutely great introduction videos on YouTube for each book of the Old Testament. And I want to commend and recommend those to you right out of the gate. There is so much intentional design in our Bibles. It's incredible. And I recommend these to you because, frankly, they might be a bigger help than me introducing those books. And you'll also get to know some of where I'm getting my material for the Old Testament books. But I will definitely be continuing this podcast, possibly with introductions to each book of the Old Testament, but definitely, Lord willing, continuing with some meditations on the Old Testament books as we go along and some insights as we go along in there. So before we start that on January 1st, 2021, put that on your calendar. Before we start that, however, if you want a daily scripture reading between now and then, this podcast is on December 11th, 2020. I would encourage you to read, think on, and pray over each Hebrew letter section of Psalm 119. It's divided up by the Hebrew alphabet, and you might have to do two letters in a day or so to finish by the new year, but this psalm really speaks about us meditating, being in the Word of God, loving what God has to say. And so this would be a great use of time and a good way to continue the discipline of being in God's Word daily. Are you grateful? Are you excited that we accomplished this? And are you excited for what's to come? As we end this reading through the New Testament, I want to do what I have traditionally done in these episodes. I want to pray for us that God would grant his word to be planted deep in us and grow in good soil. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you that it reveals to us your Son and the sacrifice he made so that we would be forgiven and reconciled to new life with you. Thank you that you are in the business of making all things new. Grant us to remember your word, grow it in us, and may we, by your Holy Spirit, bear good fruit from your working your word in our lives. We pray these things in Jesus' good and holy name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Good Soil Podcast. I'm enjoying reading the Bible with you. Let me encourage you to keep reading, even though we don't have a formal plan. Keep reading. His voice is worth hearing. Until I talk with you next, may God reap a great harvest in our midst as His word grows in good soil.